Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
Tonight's episode features Los Angeles-based pop singer-songwriter Gina Zoe.
Gina just released the deluxe version of her 2025 album Burn Me into Something Better this past February.
I want to ask her about how the deluxe version differs from the original and about the street sessions featured on the deluxe version.
Here's a little more about Gina. Gina is a rock, pop, singer, songwriter, and powerhouse vocalist celebrated for her fearless authenticity and raw emotional storytelling. Originally from the suburbs of Philadelphia and now based in Los Angeles, she's carving out a distinct place as one of the most compelling voices in modern rock pop.
In late September of 2025, Gina released her highly anticipated debut album, Burn Me Into Something Better, a searing, vulnerable exploration of transformation, heartbreak, and rebirth. Record was featured on Ear Milk, which awarded it a 9 out of 10 review and praised its unfiltered honesty. Gina Zoe stands at the forefront of a new generation of rock pop artists, bold, untamed, and unapologetically real.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7. That's BFDESIGNS7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code Sisters in Song. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
Welcome to Sisters in Song. Can you take a minute to tell us who you are and where you're coming to us from tonight?
Hi, I'm Gina Zoe. I am coming to you from LA.
Yay.
You are far from us. We are in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, we are.
Oh my gosh. I've never been to Nebraska before.
Well, now you know two people from there. You can come and see us.
That's right.
Come
see us. I know. I'll know who to call when I come.
That's right.
Awesome.
So we're going to just dig right in. Tell us how you got started as a career musician.
Yes. I kind of started when I was really little, and I wouldn't say, you know, my career didn't begin when I was really little, but I was always so excited to be performing, really specifically, I mean, dancing on my bed, half naked, microphone in hand. So funny. Like just being this like 5-year-old crazy. And then when I got to high school, I really started to take it more seriously, started songwriting, and, you know, I was in the musicals. I kind of like anything that most teenagers that are obsessed with music are in. I was in the jazz band singing. And then when I graduated high school is when I did The Voice. And that's really when my career kind of actually started, I guess you could say.
How was that experience? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's really funny being 17 and like going on a show like that. It's so...
I can't imagine, yeah.
Yes, a mind F, not to say the word, a mind F. And because I didn't really, my mom had been so encouraging to audition. So my mom had kept encouraging me to audition. And with encouraging me to audition, of course, being the teenager originally, I was just like, I don't want to do anything my mom says. No, thank you. Of course.
Right.
And then when I started to audition, I really just kind of started to see that it actually could be a career. Like I didn't even think, you know, my mom is in technology. My dad is a teacher. I just didn't think that was possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to do it and when I did it and I kept getting through all these rounds in the auditions, I was like, oh, I guess I'm kind of good. Okay. Maybe. but it was so much fun. I mean, I lived in a hotel with a lot of other singers and, you know, I think it really told me that this is a possibility.
That's so cool. That is like just a kind of outer worldly
experience.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts. There's like 100 people that work on these shows, more than 100. And I just loved it. I was like, this is so cool. Like everything's happening around me. Like it didn't intimidate me. It made me really excited. Like I was so inspired. It was just so cool.
And they
I
just have
love
it down
it.
to a well-oiled
Okay.
machine. You know, there's the moving parts just go together. Like we don't see it at all what they're doing when we're watching it on
Watching,
TV. So it's
yeah.
just, that's such a neat experience. So what was your first experience with writing songs? How did you get into the songwriting portion of it all?
Yeah, I was 14, I think, when I really started to songwrite. My grandfather got me my first guitar, and it was this, I still have it, but it was like, a Fender acoustic $300 piece of shit. Love my grandpa, and I still have the guitar, and I still play it sometimes when I'm songwriting. But I was listening to a lot of Norah Jones, Taylor Swift, Stevie Nicks, like all of kind of those heavy hitter female songwriters. And it just kind of it got me wanting to write. And I started to write when I was 14. I recorded my first, like, I guess what you could call an EP. It never came out like on platforms. It was just like on a C. It was on CDs. And I recorded it with like a family friend. And it's funny thinking back. I was like, wow, that music actually was really good. Like it's cool to think about, even when I was 14, writing about things that I didn't really understand at the time, and like maybe don't even really now. It was just so much fun, I never stopped from there. Like I really was so enthralled with getting to write a story.
That's what hooked you.
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you say you've evolved since then?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm still evolving now. Now I write with not only myself, but I'll write with other people too. And before it was very much my story, everything, every detail in the song has to be true to my story. And now it's more, I might be conjuring up stories. Not every story is going to be exactly about me. And it doesn't need to be that way. I don't have to like get all of my feelings out in every single song. Some of them are just because I want to write a song about going to the club with my friends. Like sometimes that is what you just want to write about. It doesn't have to be this like in-depth detail for everything. So I would say that's how it's changed. I think I just write about a lot more, and I write a lot more. I'm writing like constantly.
Oh, that's great. Do you
It's
tend
great.
to write the lyrics first and put them to music, or is it just kind of like a all together one piece?
I feel like everyone says it depends, but it kind of depends. I think for me, a lot of times what happens first for me is it's more like, we just did a song this weekend, and I have this idea like skin on skin, and that's all I have. Sometimes I'll come into a writing session and I'll just
I
literally
love
have,
it.
and I'll be like, but I know that I want it to be about like someone you meet for the first time and you're so excited, but that's the only line I have. And then we'll kind of all start to be like, ooh, that reminds me of this song that's kind of like has this drum beat. Okay, that's cool. Like, let's include that element. You got me feeling all nerdy there for a second, but that's kind of what happened. So it's
I
a
love
lot of
this.
times it's like a little bit of a mini melody, I guess I would say. It's like a one line melody that I then turn into it. That's usually the most likely. It'll be a melody, and then I'll say, okay, this sounds like a story about this, and that will happen. But sometimes it is really someone pisses me off, and I just literally sit down and improv and just write it, and then I break it down more. So it's always a little different, but the first one is right now what's been like really working for me.
So
Love
we have
it.
had a lot of people from Nashville on this show, and they talk about how the Nashville collaboration scene is. How is that? What's that like in LA?
Yeah. So I've only worked with probably like five songwriters. One that I'm working with right now, her name's Ale Alberti, and she's a Latin Grammy nominated songwriter. And I met her at like a, you know, a Grammys conference, kind of, you could call it. And to me, what it's been like is really this this aspect of you get in the room and these people are quick. Like I'm quickish, but she is on it. She could write so fast. We write songs in an hour. It is so fast. And the fun thing I think about collaborating with someone else is, again, they pull the story out of you and they're listening. Like we, you know, when we get on this call here, if she was here and she's hearing me talk about songwriting, I'll forget what I said, but something she like, she'll love, she'll like, ooh, that was really good what you just said there. Like I'll just think I'm talking, but she's using everything as like a potential for songwriting. But I've never written in the sense of like in a Nashville, actually I wrote one song in a Nashville songwriter setting. But I don't know how they do it there as much. I wonder if it is probably similar. People come in and artists and it's kind of like, well, what's on your mind today? And sometimes like the other day I had someone like really annoyed me. So I had a big story. I had like a clear mindset. So it kind of depends.
That's so
It's so
interesting.
fascinating for
Yeah,
us.
fascinating for us to hear the differences between,
Well, and how everybody writes their songs. That's
right.
really
Everybody,
cool.
yeah, how they start a song or how a song comes to be. So thanks for sharing that.
Hey, listeners, Sisters in Song is brought to you by Pink Whisk Confections, our sponsor. Small batch scratch cookies, cheesecakes, and other desserts are available upon request. Custom orders for color and flavor are welcome anytime. Cookies are $15 for a box of 8 cookies and are individually packaged within the box. You can DM at Pink Whisk Confections on Instagram for placing all your orders. Make sure you use the code Sisters in Song Podcast for 5% off your first order. And you can also get these gluten-free. So anybody out there who has a gluten intolerance, you can ask for a special gluten-free order. Go check it out. I'm not kidding you. These are probably the best cookies you'll ever eat.
What do you
Of
do when you
course.
get creative block, writer's block? How do you get out of it?
Yeah. I feel like I honestly just don't try to fight it per se. I think there's like two ways. I think one is I don't try to fight it. Two would be I just write bad songs for, you know, if it's a week. You just have to keep writing. And then otherwise, you know, I've been in a really good creative mindset lately, but I think when I'm not, I think it's also relying on these sessions where like you're working with other people who it's their whole job to constantly write. So they aren't really like allowed to get in a creative block. But I will say the more that I've been like, just like people who, you know, I use the example of like weightlifters, like, sure, they have off days, but like you train so much of the muscle, and the same as for songwriting, that like you just kind of start to naturally be able to do it really consistently. But I just find another way to be creative. Like, I don't think you need to force it. You could paint, you could take photos, you could put together a cool outfit. Like, it isn't, I think, thankfully, I'm not in a record label setting where like they have a deadline that's in 2 weeks for me, which does happen to people. I'm kind of on my own timeline, which is helpful.
Yeah. Tell
That's
us
great.
about your most recent album. You made a deluxe version. How are they different? The
Yeah. So
original
the
and the deluxe.
deluxe version, totally. So when I was in a rock band before I moved to LA, we worked with these amazing producers, Brian McTeer and Amy Morrissey, and they kind of got Sharon Vinette and her start, Dr. Dog, War on Drugs, so very indie artists, and that was kind of what we were doing at the time. And they were incredible. And but they did everything analog, so nothing was. We used like real recording like machine. I don't know how to describe that, like recording
Yeah.
machines. That's not even a word. I don't know how to describe it, but it was. Now, when I, you know, with the producers, they have like I'm trying to think of how to describe it. Like it'll be a machine, but it'll be like fake. It'll be like in your computer, and it'll
Yeah.
look like a bunch of different dials, and it looks like
Okay.
the amp. But he had those exact amps.
Wow.
in person. So you literally plug into them. Crazy. So when I was on tour last fall, or last August, I guess it was, I wanted to kind of pay homage to what we had done together. And it was to record a few versions of my songs with him. And so the deluxe was another opportunity for me to kind of get to show my fans new versions of my songs and kind of like the way that I write them and the kind of what I had done before. So that's kind of the difference on the deluxe. Originally, I would have loved to have like more new songs, but I really was focused on my Christmas music that I put out last year, or holiday music that I put out. And so I was like, you can only do so much. There's just too much, you know.
What's coming up
Yes,
next?
that was going to be my question.
I know.
Yes, I have been in the studio a lot, a lot, a lot. So I'm definitely working on a new album. I know what it's going to sound like. Like I'm starting to understand what it's going to sound like. And I have like 15 songs that like are already like really great and ready to be fully recorded. But right, truly next, my song "I Like Men Who Like Men" on my record. We just filmed a music video, so that will be out during Pride Month. And so we're gonna make that a whole fun thing. So that's kind of what I'm focused on next is really getting to dive into that song.
Okay, I have to say that I just love that video's
I
coming
know it
back
makes me so excited.
because
No.
we grew up with videos when MTV actually had video.
MTV. Yes. Yes.
So.
The videos are the most fun part. And I think being in LA, I don't know if it's like this in like in Nashville, for example, but being in LA, so many actors, so many producers, so many
Yeah.
directors, and everyone wants to make cool shit. And you have friends who just want to make cool shit. Like I have a one of my best friends, she's a producer on Love Island, and she was like, I just want to do something different. Like, do you have a music video you want to do? And so everyone just kind of started like piling in together, and we all help each other. And I think that that's what makes making videos now so much fun for me. And you could do it on a lower budget because everyone just wants to help each other. If I
Yeah.
rent the equipment for you, they'll do it. And I think it's been so much fun. Like, if I can, I'm gonna make a song, a video for every single song because
Yay.
it's just so fun. I love doing it.
It's so fun for fans and audience to be able to
Yeah.
have that to go with the song because I mean it
Yeah.
does sort of give you a story, even if it's not what your original intent for the song was, it's still really cool to
Oh my
have.
God, totally. Totally. We did one for Bad Men and on the record, and it's on my YouTube. And my whole vision was this like housewife who has this like mental break and wants to like kill her husband. So you definitely should watch it if you haven't.
Yes. Oh, we're checking it out.
It's really fun. And my like sister-in-law's family was crack. I'm like running down with a fake knife. They were cracking up. They're like, this is far too much, you. Like, this really
Love.
fits you.
Oh, that I'm
Great.
okay. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to all of
All
the
of it.
videos
Me
coming out.
too.
That's fantastic. And the new album too. Do you have a like possibility of date or
Yeah.
ish when it will come out?
Early 2027. Like
Okay.
still like 6 months from now. Not gonna happen yet. Maybe in the fall I'll end up putting out one of the songs. But if you follow me on socials, you're definitely gonna start to see very soon teasers of what it's gonna sound like. Because I really want people to tell me like what their favorites are. I'm not gonna record every single song that we make for the record. So I'm gonna leave it up to the fans to help me decide.
Oh, that's
That's
a
a
great
great idea.
idea. That's super fun. How cool.
Hey, musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography, and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at Summer Lee Photo. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September, and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
How do you think that since you started and now, what do you feel like how your goals have changed since then?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that success is so defined differently as you get older. I think I still, of course, have like my dreams. And I think that's kind of the difference for me. I have like dreams and I have goals. Like my dreams, yeah. I totally think I can achieve them, which is like win a Grammy, play an arena. Like those are things that I do think are totally in the realm of possibility for me. But I look at goals as more things that are achievable within, you know, the year or whatever that might be for me. And so I think I look at them differently in that way. But I'm still such a big dreamer. Like I think I'd more come up with like, I don't want to call my B plan, but it's like a music video. Here's my dream music video. And here's like the one that within my budget I can do, or the one within this that I can do. But I honestly, I don't think I thought I was going to be making this good of music a year ago. And so like the stuff I'm making even right now. And so I think my vision of goals is different in terms of I now know that it is possible and I don't need to hold myself back. If anything, I need to give myself more space to breathe, to make the things happen. And I think when I was younger, you know, my goals were like, get 5 dates this week. And now I'm like, I don't really care about going on the date. I just want to make a music.
I love it.
Great.
Okay. I want to ask about if your influences.
Yeah.
Is there a song or an artist that made you go, I want to do this for a living?
Yeah, it was definitely Stevie Nicks, 100%. When I was little, my grandparents would like have a flashlight they would do as a strobe, and they'd have Fleetwood Mac on their record player. Oh. And I would just be like, yeah. Oh my God. I like a little Bob. I was such a little freak in a good way. So cute. And that really, so that was one artist that like, you know, I've seen her live since then, but didn't like see her live in her like, you know, prime, you could say. And then I think a couple artists that really made me like, whoa, was Florence and the Machine. I saw her live and I was like, oh, that is like show. That's a show.
Yeah.
Really was so impressed. And like, honestly, Taylor Swift like was like, whoa, this is again a show. Like I love to put on a show. I love to dance. I love to perform. So anything that makes me feel like I'm watching a show and not just a like a set, like it's not just like like in that way, makes me super excited. So I would say those three artists. Yeah.
Very cool.
Love it.
Okay. Should we do our rapid fire?
Let's do our rapid fire.
Here we go. Don't think too hard. All right. Now, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Vinyl, cassette, CD, or streaming?
Vinyl.
First album you ever bought?
One of the Destiny's Child records.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I did karaoke this weekend. I don't have a go-to because honestly, I think it's so weird when people who can sing do karaoke. So I have to like pick songs that I can scream. And so I did Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne.
Do you like writing songs at night or in the morning?
Ooh, I don't do anything at night really. So the morning. I'm
or
shut
afternoon,
down.
I guess we should throw afternoon in there.
Yeah. Either of those. My fam or my producers know I don't work past like 8 o'clock. So
it's good. It's good for you. Do you write lyrics on paper, phone notes, or voice memos?
Phone notes and voice memos.
Okay. What is your pre-show pump-up song, if you have one?
Ooh. Anything by this, he's not small, but smaller artist, Delwater Gap. Anything by him is my like drive to the venue songs.
Nice. Okay. Dogs, cats, fish, or birds?
Ooh, I just got a bird feeder and I get to see it's like one of them bird buddies. So I get to see what they look like. So birds right now.
That's the cutest. I want one of those so much.
you need it. I literally just go and I'm like, ooh, it's a new one.
So that's what I'm going to be doing.
That is so cute.
Okay. Describe your sound in 3 words.
confident, sexy, glam.
Love it. Awesome. What advice would you give to new musicians and or songwriters?
Write as much as you possibly can.
Love Perfect. It.
Over and over. Us.
We need to get on to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'd love to have you share a song. Can you tell us what the song is and maybe a little bit about it?
Yes. I think today that I'm going to share Dirty Habits, which was the first single on the album. And I really want to share this song specifically because it was the first song that I wrote when I have left my band and realized I wanted to do solo music. And this song, I mean, it is infectious. It's a scream with the windows down, dancing car song. And it's just something that I think that makes you feel good. And it was one of the first songs that I wrote that I was like, oh, this just like is a feel good song.
Yeah. Love it. Hey, thank you for sharing.
Woke up in a sweat, dreams are dripping wet, haven't met them yet, but I plan on. Nothing, all old man breaking down these walls. Please don't call, don't wake me up from this dream. It's a true tale.
Time for your shameless plug. Where can we find your music? Where can we find your social media, Bandcamp, Patreon, or website, any of that kind of stuff that you have?
Absolutely. My website's GinaZoMusic.com. So that's where you can find all of my shows. But also my Instagram underscore GinaZo underscore. I believe that my TikTok is Gina Zoe Music, and my music is on every single platform that I think you could possibly imagine. So Gina Zoe, Gina, and then Z-O. Yeah, go take a listen. I mean, it's infectious. It's such a fun album.
Yay. Absolutely. Go listen. Everybody go listen.
That's right.
You have been so fantastic. It's such a pleasure to meet you and chat with you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm really grateful. I mean, I love to talk about songwriting and music and everything in between. So I'm very, very grateful for you having me.
I loved Gina's energy and just her spirit and her excitement over music and songwriting. It was fun to hear her process. And you know, it was funny that she said, well, I'm going to sound like everybody and say each one differs. Yeah. But she really did delve into it. It was cool.
I know. And I think it's neat how sparkly she is and yes. how just she effuses an energy, like you said. And just, when you listen to her music, she's right. It's very like get in the car and sing and dance yep. and all that stuff. So what a pleasure to talk with her. Thank you so much, Gina, for being on the show. We really appreciated it. And we hope to see you down the road.
Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast and follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.